101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 8:15, and we have guests for Community Conversation this morning. Michelle from the Volunteer Center is here, and I'll let you introduce your guests.
Okay, hi. Good morning, everybody. I have with me two people who are working at the Hub, the Volunteer Center's coffee shop. And Sydney, how about you introduce yourself and say what you do?
Hi, I am Sydney Lawrence. I am the program coordinator at the Volunteer Center, and then I work up in the Hub as a shift lead barista Mondays and Fridays.
And I also have Beth. And Beth, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Beth Walks. I'm a volunteer barista at the Hub and have been for the past year.
Fabulous.
Because the anniversary is coming right up, isn't it?
It is coming up. Yeah, yeah.
So what do we have going on?
Yeah, let's talk about a few things through the Volunteer Center quick. First of all, the Do Good bus was out on the road on Saturday. We went out to River Edge Nature Center. Sydney led that ride wearing her program's hat. And it was a fabulous day. The weather was amazing. I think they had record people out there because they were flowing like the syrup was.
And were I was going to say, maple circle time, was it?
Yes, yes.
That was kind of... Gee, I would have never guessed that.
I know, right? Like I said, it's the worst kept secret in town. So our next ride is up and available for hopping on, and that will be on Saturday, April 27th. It's going to run from 8:30 to 12:30, and it's sponsored by Horicon Bank, so we like to thank them. We're saying over the river and through the woods on the Do Good bus we go. So let's get outside and celebrate spring, giving back to nature. So that is a family-friendly ride and 14 without a parent or a guardian with you.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. And you can hop on that ride by visiting our website, volunteernow.net. And then the Volunteer Center is also accepting nominations for our Champions of Change event. We hold that every year, and it's to celebrate amazing volunteers doing great things in our community. We are still accepting those nominations, and the deadline is coming up really fast, like today by midnight. So make sure it's a super easy process. You have plenty of time yet to get that nomination in. You just, again, visit our website. There's two really fast questions to answer. Why does your nominee deserve recognition? And the second question, how does your nominee inspire you? And that nominee, if they're the winner, our sponsors have gifted us with money that they can donate to a nonprofit of their choice. So that's a fun thing, and our winners really enjoy making that decision and being able to give back in that way.
Sounds great.
So moving on to why we have our special guests here today, we're talking about the Hub and, like, why did the Volunteer Center start the Hub and what it's up to these days. And the first thing I want to talk about is our mission. The Volunteer Center's mission is to empower people for social good. And we feel like the Hub does that by inspiring everyone who walks through the doors to get involved. And we do it in a number of different ways. And we're going to talk about some of those ways with Sydney and Beth. But the first thing I just want to talk about is, like, since we've opened our doors, and Beth is one of these people that has helped us, we have logged over 9,000 hours. We're almost to 10,000 hours the baristas have donated to the Hub, enabled to make it happen and function and be the place it is. And it's a huge gift, and we really appreciate the time that people are giving us. So let's move on to Sydney talking about, like, so how do you become a barista, Sydney?
Yeah, a lot of people come in the cafe and ask that. So we just send them to socialgoodbrews.org. And there's a little impact tab. All you have to do is fill out a really simple application for that, and I will receive an email once you do that. And then I'd like to meet in person in our cafe so you can try one of our drinks. And if it sounds like a good fit, we get you on the schedule right away. So it's pretty quick and simple process.
Do you have certain hours that you're looking to fill? Like if a volunteer had what hours?
Yeah, we are really flexible with the schedule. We require, if possible, that we can get you 2 to 3 times a month. And we're really looking for nights and weekends. When I say nights, I mean 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. And those are our biggest needs, but we never turn down help during the week, of course. We always have availability.
Absolutely. And part of that 2 to 3 times, that's to keep your skills up, right?
Yeah, it's really hard if you're going to come in less than that to know how to work the register. Beth is one of our amazing baristas and can maybe piggyback off that, but it's much easier to get better at pulling the shots and brewing the coffee and doing the latte art if you're in more often.
Right, so that's a perfect segue, actually, to Beth, who who just received something for... Okay, so Beth has put in over 500 hours at herself. Yeah, and we have a handful of people who have done that. And I wanted to... Why don't you tell them what your little gift was, because we were just talking about latte art.
When I came in last week, we received a box that was delivered to the hub, and the person that was going to open the box handed it to me and said, "Can you open this? My fingers hurt." And I said, "Well, you could use a scissors, you know."
What's the fun of that?
But yeah, okay. He said, "Well, why don't you open it?" And it happened to be Jeremy, our assistant manager. So I opened it up, and inside were some new steaming pitchers for steaming milk. And I said, "Oh, look at this one. It's so pretty." And he said, "Well, it's yours." And I'm like, "It's mine." And it was my gift for working or for being there as a volunteer for 500 hours. So wow. It was really, really sweet.
So something really I learned pretty. Through that is that mm-hmm. steaming pitchers are really kind of a personal
different.
Thing.
Yeah.
And that they pour milk differently mm-hmm. into a latte to create the art, which mm-hmm. Beth has become extremely
really?
Good
yeah.
at.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really was fun and it really does make a difference. This one really pours really nice tulips. So.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
It worked out really well.
Do you have a particular beverage that you like to do?
Really, just any of the lattes. It's always easiest with whole milk rather than some of the alternative milks. But you still can learn how to do it, and and I have over the time I've been there. I started a year ago when we opened the day that we opened the doors, and we were only open for 4 hours a day. So it was quite fun that day, especially when I put the coffee in and all of a sudden I realized we were getting, just brown water was coming out and I had forgotten to grind the beans on the first day that we were open. So
we've come a long way.
Yeah, we have come a long way.
Experience will train you.
It really is, yeah. But, after I retired from banking, I always wanted to be a barista, but I didn't want to have to work the hours that regular baristas work at a real job. So when I found out about this opportunity, the Volunteer Center was opening up this coffee shop, I thought, this is perfect, just absolutely perfect. And I've loved it. We've been trained by Stone Creek and by Roberta and Jeremy, our manager and assistant manager at the hub. They've just done a great job with all of us because most of us are retired. The bulk of us are, and so they've put up with all of us and been extremely patient. It's fun. I'm there 2 to 3 days a week. I've had so many people that I've met that I haven't seen for 30, 40 years that have walked in the hub. So it's been really fun reunions, and it's a great place to be.
Sydney, is there a minimum age for volunteers?
Yeah, there is. It's 16. So working at Pick and Save or, you know, all of the other places in town, about 16 is really where we need to be at. We do have a few people.
Right.
There are a few people who come in with a parent or with a grandparent, and then they can help with, you know, clearing off tables.
Sure, but you don't want them using the equipment.
Right.
No, we start everyone at the register, kitchen, dishes area.
Right.
I've had some 14-year-olds come with grandparents, which was with the hesitation because they're okay. awesome at working with the customers, too.
Sure,
sure.
Okay. Interesting, because I wasn't quite sure. Because I know, as we were talking about before we went on the air, at least two of my my student reporters are volunteer baristas. That would be Jane and Justin.
Yeah. So we have people like Beth who have come to us after retirement. We also have a great handful of student workers. I don't spend a lot of time in the hub on weekends, but I was there this weekend, and it was like a whole new group of faces that I had not met, and it was really fun to see them as well. So we have really a well-rounded group of baristas that come and spend time with us.
We really do, and I think for all of us, at least for myself, I've made so many new friends that have lived in West Bend for years and years, and I never would have known them if I wouldn't have been volunteering at the hub.
All right. We should talk about some upcoming programs and events, because I just looked at the clock.
Right. We're having too much fun here today. So, Sydney, why don't you highlight some of the things that happen right there in the hub?
Yeah. We have a Superpower Hour, which kicks off our kindness project. I run it. I change it about every month. And it's just a fun craft that we can do if you don't have time to really dedicate yourself to volunteering, but you still want to make a difference while you're just with friends or having coffee. You can find our kindness project and work on it while you're sipping on coffee at the table right there. And when you're done, you put it back in the box and you've volunteered for that day.
Yeah. And it's really fun watching the Superpower Hour. It's kind of leans towards younger kids, but they'll come in their little capes and that's really fun to see. So how about Beth?
And you can reserve our community table for a group to do any kind of a project or play games or just hang out with a cup of coffee. It fits about 10 to 14 people. All you have to do is give us a call and set up your time together in the hub. It's best if you make a reservation when we're open between 9 and 4 Monday through Friday by calling our volunteer center number 262-338-338. 9768.
Actually, that's the hub's number, but you can call the volunteer center's number as well, which is 338-8256. And that number gets picked up by our manager downstairs, and she can make sure that reservation gets in the right place.
All right.
This week, we had a birthday party at the table. It was the cutest thing. I'll move on to open mic nights. Those happen the first and third Thursday of the week. They start at of the month. Because there aren't two Thursdays in a week.
Sometimes it feels like there are two Mondays.
Yes, it does. But that starts at 6 p.m. Open mic nights rotate. We start out usually with a featured artist, and then we move into people who come on and walk in the door with their guitar or just themselves.
We also have a changemaker wall at the hub. You can bring in a poster advertising a community event. We also list volunteer opportunities on that wall.
So that's a great way to find out what's happening. Part of our mission, again, empowering people for social good. So that wall is a great way. If you're looking for something new to try, come and check out our wall and see what's happening.
All right.
And then the last thing, May 18th is the farmers market. And the hub is going to have a booth at the farmers market this year. We are going to be right out front of the exclusive company.
Say it with me.
Right. The exclusive the exclusive coffee. It'll be a limited menu at the farmers market, but we're only a few steps away from the farmers market if you're looking for, you know, a latte made by Beth.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Also, on the 18th, the hub is having its birthday party, because that was our official kickoff last year. So we're going to have some live music, a special kindness project that we're going to be making birthday cake boxes to share with the Full Shelf Food Pantry, and some live painting demonstrations by Daniel Fleming, who is the artist that we have hanging throughout the hub.
All right. A couple of needs of the week.
Blue Lotus Farm and Retreat Center is hosting their spring cleanup days from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 11th and 18th. There are many tasks for all ages. They will provide snacks and lunch. They'll be working rain or shine, and if you can't make those dates, you can join Planting Day on May 29th from 9 to 1 and help plant flowers throughout the grounds.
And if you guys like kids and horses, Rides and Reins are looking for people to help with their riding sessions, typically on Saturday mornings or Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. You can do anything from walking the horse, working with the kid during the riding session, or anything in the stalls, leading and grooming the horses and doing barn chores. If you've worked with horses, that's awesome, but you do not need to have experience for that.
That's such a great program.
Yeah.
It is really neat. And our last highlighted need is for Friends, Inc. They are looking for somebody to help them with minor maintenance around the facility. The hours are really flexible for them. It's really when the volunteer is available. And the opportunity is indoors, and the volunteer should be at least 18 years old. So you can give them a call or check out our website, which is volunteernow.net, for more information on this. Oh, I'm stealing your thunder.
You're taking my line.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rick. And Rick!
And to find out about that or more than 200 other volunteer opportunities, you should go to
volunteernow.net.
There we go. We'll get this down at some point, right? All right. Thanks a lot, Michelle.
And Thank Beth, you for having
Sydney,
us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks.
Community conversation with folks from the Volunteer Center of Washington County this morning and The Hub, 101.3 WIBD AM4.